welcome to Cultivate to Thrive podcast. I am your host, Michelle Gunn, and I am the founder of Cultivate and Thrive. I'm a self-actualization and mindset coach. I help professional Christian moms thrive in their reclaimed value as they cultivate a fulfilling and purposeful life. In these episodes, you will hear me talk about what makes you you, how to find your value, how to cultivate your value, looking for your purpose, ways to build faith, and many more topics to build you up and help you lead a purposeful life. Many times my episodes will be solo. I welcome participation in the comment section, and occasionally I'll have a special guest that has something special to share. I invite you to let me know if there's topics you want to hear about or guests you'd like to see on my show. You can send me a message through my website, michellegunn.com. That's 1L2Ns, michellegunn.com. You can send me a DM. You can send an email to cultivateandthrive@gmail.com. You can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. You can find my coaching business, Cultivate and Thrive, on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Welcome to today's episode. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. Today's topic is Unveiling the Soul, Navigating Self-Discovery Through Faith and Identity. I'm very grateful. Please let me know when you show up. Say hello. Tell me where you're coming in from. There are still issues with StreamYard showing me all the comments. So if I don't answer, please know that I will get with you after the show. But I absolutely appreciate you and your feedback. Now, this morning, as I was preparing for this episode, I got out my Bible, and as I've said before, I pray and ask for guidance from God and the Holy Spirit to lead me to Scripture to ensure that my ears are open and my mouth and heart speak the message that needs to be heard. So, interestingly, today I opened to Proverbs chapter 2, the blessings of wisdom. Now, I'm not going to read the whole chapter to you. It is a little bit long, and I don't want to lose you, especially with the flowery language. But there are a couple of parts that I want to point out, and that will be verses 1 through 3 and verses 5 through 6. And I think they really speak to today's topic. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands, turning your ear to wisdom, inclining your heart to understanding. Yes, if you call to intelligence and to understanding, raise your voice. Then will you understand the fear of the Lord, the knowledge of God you will find. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. This really especially spoke to me today as I've been having conversations with some people. And I am definitely on a journey, I'm sure will be the rest of my life, to ensure that I am living out the purpose that God has intended for me. What I am called to do, who I am called to be. And each day is a learning experience and brings me closer through my mistakes, through my experiences, through my gain of knowledge and skills, and especially through prayer. So I hope that you will find something in that scripture that speaks to you today. Again, that's Proverbs chapter 2. Check it out. Now on to today's episode, Unveiling the Soul, Navigating Self-Discovery Through Faith and Identity. So as you know, I am a self-actualization coach. And what that means is I help people really understand who they are, who they're meant to be, help them find their purpose, and to live it out. We are self-actualized when we totally understand who we are and we can live that. Sometimes we have ideas of who we are and we have fear. We have negativity in our life keeping us from living the way we need to live, the way we should live. And a lot of times life will hold us back from metamorphosizing, right? Just like a caterpillar metamorphosizes into a butterfly. So do we humans metamorphosize into something beautiful, something God created. Now, don't get me wrong. When you're born, you're what God created. But he made you a bundle of potential. We are really, really given so much to work with. Yesterday's episode was a special one with Ronald Henderson, and we talked about faith, and I had asked him, you know, about his favorite scripture. And my favorite scripture is Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I feel like that's a calling for me. I've always been drawn to that. My corporate career has led me to it, actually. My degree is in business and marketing. My certifications are in coaching. But when I started working in a church, I realized that evangelization is just marketing the best product in the world, and that's Jesus. So I'm getting signals, signs throughout my life of where I'm guided to be, and I'm working on that path. I'm still working on my identity and still growing my faith. And that is an everyday process. And I want you to know that it's the same for you. You are forever growing. You are forever learning. You are forever working towards who you ultimately are going to be. We often hear people ask, what legacy do you want to leave? And a lot of answers go to the materialistic. They go to what you want to leave your children, your grandchildren, having your name known for something special. But I challenge you. Toby Mac said it best, I think, in his song, I don't want to gain the whole world and lose my soul. That also speaks to me. Because many times, the world is so caught up in materialistic and look at me and do for me and be for me and I need and I want and I must have it now that we forget what the big picture is and what we're truly here for. So I invite you to take a path of self-discovery because you cannot truly live yourself as yourself unless you know who you are. We're born into a family. Families look very different from one to the next, and that's okay. We're a diverse people, and that's beautiful. That's the way God made us. Oftentimes, our family pressures us to fit molds. Our educational process through public school, private school, homeschool, form us to be and to think how we're supposed to fit in society. I think it even gets more exaggerated in college because you have these groups that you need to fit into, and we are always trying to fit in. Don't kid yourself. Even the people who say they don't, they are. They're trying to fit in to not fit in. We're always looking for belonging without really knowing who we are. We enter the job market. We either look for a job or a career, or we can be a stay-at-home parent. Both women and men have that opportunity. We are told in all of those situations how to think, how to behave, how to perform, what our expectations are, but hardly ever does anyone look at you and say, I see this potential in you. Let's grow it. Let's cultivate it. Let's see how you can thrive. Let's see how you can use those natural talents that God has blessed you with to build skills and knowledge to make the world a better place. And you can do that every day. Sadly, we're not encouraged to do so. So unless we have true self-discovery, we're actually living as someone else. So a term that's come up and really been popular the last few years is the imposter syndrome. I really dislike that term, mostly because it puts a label on something, and I think it doesn't really address the underlying issue. If we know who we are and we build up our self-confidence, there's no imposter syndrome. If people know, love us, and appreciate us for the talents we have, there's no imposter syndrome. There could be mistakes because we're human. Humans make mistakes. It's expected. But when you have self-discovery and you really know who you are, you know how to learn from the mistakes and move forward and turn them into learning experiences to be a better you. When we're looking at the whole person, one of the things I say is that we're not like one identity, or we're not split identities. Like me, I was first born a daughter. I was a student. I was an employee. I was a girlfriend. I was a sister. I was a wife. I was a daughter-in-law. I was an aunt. I was a mother. I'm a grandmother. And throughout that, I've held different employment positions. So I was a manager. I was a marketer. I was a secretary. I was an auditor. But not one of those things encompasses all of who I am. I'm also a child of God. So when I look at who I am, I have to encompass everything. My faith, my physicality, my emotionality, my mental fitness, my intelligence, my skills, my talents, my relationships, all part of who I am. When you understand each part individually, it helps you to find the whole you, what all encompasses you. And faith, or for those who don't have faith, even when you lack faith, there's faith in something. So when we say faith, we say a blind belief. So it doesn't just have to be, for me, it's Jesus Christ and God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. For other people, it's the universe. And there's other things that they believe in. Some claim that they have no belief. And I think that in of itself is a belief. So whatever you relate to, that's part of who you are. And that's a huge foundation of who you are. You need to look into that. So let's dive a little bit deeper into that. So when we're looking at the whole person, we're talking about physical, right? So there's the body image in your health. So like my purple's starting to die out, so I'm going to have to color my hair again. But that's part of my identity, right? Having my hair longer is part of my identity. Getting older and wearing glasses is part of my identity. The way my facial structure is part of my identity. My body is part of my identity. The way I take care of it, my health, if I have sicknesses, if I'm healthy, what my blood pressure is, that's all part of my identity. It's all part of our life. It's intertwined into who we are. And yes, we do have the power to make changes. If we want, some people don't. But that's part of who you are. Then there's your biological traits, right? So my eyes with my bags are blue. There might be a little bloodshot, but they're blue, right? So we have a lot of different biological traits. Some of them are woven into our personality, but right now we're talking about physical. So it's the way your body shape is, how your voice sounds. These are all part of your physical aspect of who you are. And again, some of it you can change and some of it you can't. There's the emotional aspect. So we have emotions. We're human. Even people who you think are devoid of emotions, they have emotions. Maybe they're not showing them outwardly, but their emotions are part of who they are. It's important that we can recognize them and manage them, right? Things make us angry. We're human. But it's what you do with that anger that defines who you are and how you will be. Things may make you cry easy. I know as I'm getting older, some things make me cry easier. But it's how I handle it defines who I am. Your impact of your past experiences also will have an emotional aspect to your life. Sometimes an experience you have can provoke feelings when you see something similar, hear a sound that just triggers that memory. Your past experiences can define how you move forward. Well, before I was walking and texting and not paying attention and I tripped and fell and got hurt and it made me cry and I was so upset and embarrassed. So that can provoke some kind of emotional aspect in you when you see it in others or when you hear that little ding from the notification. Good morning, Ronald from Maryland. Nice to have you join. So that's how your past experiences can impact your emotional aspect. And again, there's the intellectual aspect. We are intellectual beings. Each of us has a mind that works differently. We have different cognitive abilities, different cognitive strengths. None of them make us greater or lesser than another person. It makes us uniquely us. Learning how to utilize our cognitive abilities and strengths will help define who we are and how we are. Our educational background will also help develop our intellectual aspect. Some people don't have the same opportunities for education. Some people don't have the desire. Like for me, I was interested in being a lawyer, and I found out 4 years of college, 3 years of law school, no thank you. Not for me. Sometimes I wish maybe I would have done it, but I'm not sure. I don't think that was really my calling. But that defines who we are and builds on who we are. Your interests, your hobbies will help develop. For instance, my husband, who was a machinist / fixture builder / tool maker, he worked with machines. He worked with a lot of math. He was skilled labor, and he did that for 30 years until he got disabled. But now he's using that knowledge in a hobby that interests him to turn it into a business. So it's defining yet another part of who he is. That's just one example. The social aspect also defines who you are. Relationships and interactions with others, how you relate to people. When I took my Clifton Strengths Assessment, a lot of what I found was not surprising. It was a little bit confirming and somewhat enlightening. However, I have always thought of myself as a shy person. Unless I know someone, then you just can't shut me up. I found out that my strengths, two of them that are so close together, are relator, and then right after that is woo, winning others over. So a relator is someone who desires and works for that deep relationship with other people. The woo is someone who you see at a party that has to get to know every person. So for me, growing up, I was encouraged not to have that woo. In fact, I was a little chatty in elementary school. And I think I've shared this before. The teacher, I can't remember if it was first or second grade, put tape over my mouth because I couldn't stop talking. Now, that was humiliating. And what did that teacher do to me? And I don't remember. I'm sure I got in trouble. I used to get, still remember, the comment on the report card for too much talking was a number 7. Still remember that. It was on every report card I had. Number 7. Too much talking. But the school system and my parents made sure that that was squashed in me. That talent was not developed. That made me more of a shy person. So when we know who we are, we can develop and be more at what comes easy to us and be a better us that we were meant to be. We also have, talk a little bit more about the social interactions, right? The way that you deal with people. Some people can really take others under their wings and mentor them and guide them and care for them. We have the people who are includers that just want to make sure everybody's included in what's going on. And then we have others that are me, me, me. They're looking out for themselves, looking how other people can make their life better, can make them more money, can get them what they want. And there's lots of variations in between that spectrum. But that also defines who you are. Again, some of the things you can change and develop, and some of them are just innate. But just because you have an innate talent doesn't mean that's what you need to focus on. And you can also learn to use it in a different way. Social roles and responsibilities are a part of the social aspect of who we are. How are you involved in your community? And community can mean a number of things, right, for children and for teachers and administrators of learning institutions, your community is definitely the school or the college that you're in. If you attend church, thank you, Ronald. If you attend church, you have a church community. You definitely have a role, whether it's passive and you just sit and watch. You support in prayer, you support with activity, or you support in leadership, or maybe a combination thereof. Your community is also, if you have a job outside the home, your community is your place of employment and what your role is there and how you interact with people. And of course, you have your home community. We can't forget that, how you interact in your home. Then there's the greater community, right? Your neighborhood, your city, your state, the world, how you fit in and how you interact. That's all part of who you are and your identity. Then again, we're going to talk about the spiritual aspect. This is part of who you are and part of your identity. It's your beliefs and your values, whether you're told them, taught them, learned them, practice them, have inherent belief. Again, when we're children, we're taught things, we're told things, we're encouraged things. As we grow and begin to think for ourselves, we may change our mind. We may make other choices. Hey, God gave us free will to do what we want. That's part of the reason why the world is a chaotic place. I think that's the kindest word to use there. Your values, a lot of times you're given values. I know I bestowed values upon my kids, but as they've grown, I've seen some of their values change. Sometimes it makes me happy. Sometimes it makes me sad. But know that no matter how I feel about it, that's me. That's on me. That's not them. That's not part of their identity. That's part of my identity. If you have a connection with a higher power or purpose, that's part of your identity. I talked about that in the beginning. So that's five aspects of your identity that you can start to uncover. The physical aspect, the emotional aspect, the intellectual aspect, the social aspect, and the spiritual aspect. And again, I don't expect this to just unfold overnight. Like I said, it's a lifelong journey. But by goodness, do start today if you haven't started getting to know who you are. Especially if you are lacking fulfillment in life, if nothing fills the void of unhappiness with joy, then you really need to get in touch with who you are and figure out how to live your life that aligns with who you are. When we're incorporating faith into the self-discovery process, you need to really understand if you have religious beliefs and what those are. And again, there's a personal faith journey that occurs in this process. It's not something that someone else can tell you. You need to do this, you need to do that. They can give recommendations, but it's going to be what speaks to you. And I do encourage you to have someone to walk the journey with you. It can be a coach. It can be a pastor. It can be someone in your faith community. It can be someone that you're close to, a friend, a spouse, another adult. But walk that journey. There's also the influence of religious teachings and practices. So, like I started out with the Bible is a good source for Christians in their faith journey. Other religions have their own sources, and I encourage you to utilize those. We know the world offers many sources, but I absolutely encourage you to be cautious when learning on the internet, because there is an argument for everything that can be found, and it is portrayed as truth. You have your moral and ethical principles that help guide who you are and in your self-discovery. You have guiding values that are derived from your faith. These impact your decision-making and your behavior. I had an episode about that, or a post. No, an episode, right? Faith-filled choices. So your beliefs do definitely impact the choices you make. So you need to understand what that is for you and what that means. And does it align with who you are and who you want to be and who you are called to be? You need a sense of purpose and meaning. So finding direction and fulfillment through faith is a great place to start. Again, I'm expecting that probably anyone who stays and listens to all of these are faith-filled or are at least curious about it. Otherwise, you wouldn't listen. So you can find direction through your faith. You can find fulfillment through your faith. You can find yourself through your faith. Again, it's a foundation. There's many aspects to who you are. And integrate your spirituality into daily life, however that looks for you. Prayer, meditation, acts of giving, acts of kindness. I mean, those are all great Christian values. Those are just some of the ways. And if you have a hard time, start with this. Start with a smile. Follow it up with an ear. So many people just need someone to listen. They don't really need advice. They just need to be heard. You may be one of those people. Heck, I think we all are at some point. Some ways to really help you in this journey of self-reflection and discovery are journaling. Some people love to journal and some people don't. It's a great way to write down your thoughts freely and openly without fear of what another person will think. And it's a great tool to go back and look at what you wrote to see how you were feeling, to understand. And maybe if you're journaling about an experience, you can look back later and say, oh, I should have done this. Or next time I will do this. Or I like the way that turned out. It's a good way to learn from what you do. Self-assessments are another great tool. Of course, right now my favorite, and has been for years since I founded Cultivate and Thrive, is the Clifton Strengths Assessment. I love what it shows about a person. Every client I've worked with has been very happy with their results and can see themselves clearly in them. But there are many other assessments that do wonderful things. And I have some other tools too. So if you're interested, you can reach out. Or you can go look on your own. Don't forget to seek guidance from mentors and spiritual leaders. We're all here for each other. We're all in this world, this life together. There are many people willing to help you. And remember that you are a gift and a blessing to the person you are allowing to help you, because they're growing. They're sharing their God-given talents with you. They're becoming fulfilled. So you are blessing someone by getting blessed. Remember that. That was a lesson I learned. Engaging in meaningful conversations with trusted individuals. So journaling is a great thing to do for yourself. It's also wonderful to have great conversations with people. Someone that you trust, that you can speak freely. Maybe you don't have that person in your life. Maybe you do. Maybe you have more than one. But always be on the lookout, because we all need a good confidant. And we need someone that's not just going to tell you, yes, you're right, good job, yay. We need someone who can be honest with us, hold us accountable, make us think, and help us to grow. Let them ask questions. Let them say, is that really what you wanted to do? Is that really what you wanted the person to experience in the interaction with you? So a trusted individual is going to be someone who can be honest with you and you with them. Utilize reflective practices like meditation and prayer. So I practiced yesterday praying to God. I had an out loud conversation with him while I was driving in my car, because I realized that a lot of my prayers just aren't meaningful enough. It's not the kind of conversation I want to have with God. I'm looking for answers, as many people are, to make sure that I'm living as he wants me to live. I need to have a conversation and develop the relationship deeper. Meditation and prayer will help you do that. So the main things I want you to get from today's episode is to know that you are a complex being. You have a God-given purpose. God gives us free will to make choices that may or may not be in alignment with what he has chosen for us. It is up to us to discover all our innate talents and to discover how to use them and how to serve others. I challenge that for you. Really take a self-inventory. Where you're at today, are you happy? And I'm not talking about a new house, new car. That's not true happiness. That's fleeting, materialistic cause things. After that new car and new house wears off, what are you going to buy next? Do you have that inner joy that no one else can take from you? Do you have that inner joy that other people see and want? If not, you can get it by knowing who you are and living that life. I challenge you for that self-discovery through faith and identity. Recognize the role of faith in who you are and commit to an ongoing self-discovery and growth for yourself and for others. That's what I ask for you today. That's what I'm going to pray for you and me today. Lord Jesus, for everyone who sees or hears this podcast, and for everyone who doesn't, because we know you love all, please help open their hearts, their minds, their ears, close their mouths when needed, open when wisdom needs to be shared, to what you have put forth for us, for what you have gifted us with. Help them to see their strength, their identity. Help them to grow it, to build up each other, and to build up the kingdom of God. I ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Have a great rest of your week.